Item number 18 from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $600 in forfeitures and $6,921.80 in attorney fees and costs to the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty in settlement of State of Wisconsin Ex Rel Rice versus Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, case number 11CV009399.
Thank you. Comments, questions? Attorney Williams is going to join us, but Supervisor Sanfilippo, please.
I just have one question on this. The letter indicates that the county is going to pay the $600 in the fine that was levied. But is that consistent with state statute? Because my understanding of the state statute 19.96 is that when these fines are levied, they have to be paid by the individuals who are found to be guilty of committing the infraction, and it specifically states without reimbursement. I do have a copy if you want to take a look at it, Mr. Grady. I just don't think that the county can pay that $600 legally.
Okay, well, let me look to counsel, Attorney Williams, please.
Sure. It was our understanding that the county would pay Mr. Grady. The attorney's fees, although it's a larger amount, were actually easier to deal with. Mr. Grady and I have been talking about this for the past few months, and the sticking point for us had been the forfeiture amount.
Did that answer your question?
I mean,
no.
Basically, I don't have a problem, you know, with the legal fees, but I don't think the county can legally pay the $600. I think it has to be paid by the board, each individual member, because it specifically states without reimbursement.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Attorney Grady.
I'll ask Mr. Williams to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the court's order was directed to the forfeiture was against the county board. It was not against individual supervisors. Right. So I think you're correct. In a different example, Supervisor Sanfilippo, if a court found that Chairman Borkowski violated the open meetings law and found and levied a forfeiture against Chairman Borkowski, this might apply, but the forfeiture the court levied was against the county board of supervisors as a whole. It didn't name individual supervisors.
Individuals were not.
So I think we're okay, but I will confess I have not looked at this before this moment.
I'd like the motion just maybe to lay this thing over and give them time to take a look. There's an attorney general ruling there that I found in a template. I just think I don't want us to get into something that, again, isn't proper. My understanding of it, I'm not an attorney, is that the individual supervisors have to pay for that.
Okay, Supervisor Weishaupt and then Johnson.
Thank you, sir. Would it be appropriate that we approve it and then by board day we can get some kind of legal opinion? And then if it's not the appropriate, we can then lay it over on board day.
Is that okay with you?
I'm sorry. Jerry was talking to me.
Supervisor Washon made the motion that you, Supervisor Sanfilippo, was going to pay the entire fee.
No, he didn't say that.
Thank you, Supervisor Washon.
You didn't say that.
Would you want to move to the board?
To move approval today, and then if Corp Counsel could get us, the appropriate legal side of it done by the county board day, and if everything's fine, we approve it on board day. If not, we return it to committee to have it dealt with there.
I'll withdraw my motion. I won't support that.
Okay.
A positive vote, but I mean, if that's what the committee wants to do, that's fine.
So you'll ask for a report by board day.
Yeah.
Okay, Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Thank you.
Number 18, item 18.
Very good.
And I will also say that tomorrow morning, tomorrow's Friday, isn't that? Then we members of the Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation's Claims Advisory Committee will take a look at the attorney's fees.
Very good.
Tomorrow.
Thank you.
And
thank you for your
Wisconsin
service on that. How long have you been doing that?
12 years. Since 2006.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so if you guys could work behind the scenes and have that report.
Yes.
Cool. All right. If there's no further action, then the motion to approve has been made by Supervisor Johnson. Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Harris.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Let me look to the committee again. Items 19 through 21 are, in essence, big ticket items over $10,000. I look to all of you for guidance if you want to go into closed session on any of the items.
I see that. Could I ask this question prior? These are all recommended settlements by Corp Counsel.
First two of the three, 21 is appeal. 21 are recommended, yes. 22 is appeal. 19 and 20 are recommended. 21 is the appeal issue of the federal decision. I would suggest we go to full session for that one.
For item 21.
The
other
21
and 22.
Is
that? 22, yes. But 19 and 20 are recalled.
Okay. Well, then, very good. So, if that's surprise, why should
I? What I'd like to do then is take items 19 and 20 together in open session, and then.
And so, well, are you moving approval?
Yes, move approval.
Okay, so I'm going to have the clerk read items.